Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. We're going to have a good time. The title of the show tonight is The Awakened CEO System, and our guest tonight is Paul Hoyt. We're going to be bringing him on in just a minute. But, you know, I wanted to take a moment and just contemplate the nature of ourselves and take a moment and think about how much potential each one of us has. Because, you know, when we talk about the idea of a CEO or a business leader or even a leader in a community, I think it's important to understand the power of the individual, the power of this human consciousness that every single one of us is. When I think about my life and I look at the journey that I've had up to this moment, I've had quite a few things that have cracked me open and have awakened me to an aspect of life that I wasn't really cognitive of for so many years in my life. And yet, when I have one of those awakenings and I become more coherent about who this me is, I'm a soul somehow shoehorned into this physical body. When I awaken through inspiration about what my potential is, and then I honor it with diligence when it comes to the value of those ideas and inspirations that my heart, my soul gives me, it's an ever-evolving story. You know, your heart and your soul dangle a dream in front of you, a vision, an idea of your life, and your mind or ego can look at that and say, well, boy, that looks pretty sweet. You know, I think I might give that a shot. And as you start to increment towards that vision, that dream, you change. You grow. You know, you can have an idea. And oftentimes when we get an idea from our heart and our soul, the very next idea brings it up into our head. You'll be unloading the car or, you know, doing the dishes or something, and you'll get an idea, you know, why don't you write that screenplay? Or why don't you start that book? And often the very next thought will pop it up in our heads and we'll start rationalizing. Oh, nobody wants to see a screenplay that I've written. I mean, I've never written a screenplay. That doesn't fit. And that's our mind, that's our ego rationalizing an idea from our heart and our soul. But, you know, your heart and your soul knows you better than you know yourself. It knows about how much time you have in a week. It knows about your financial situation. It knows exactly what would make you happy. And it vets all those attributes, all those aspects of who you are before it even conjures up that sentence, that vision of inspiration. And indeed, when you get inspiration from your heart and your soul, that's it. It's not only possible, and it could be probable, but it would be fantastic if you actually honored it and engaged it. You know, I think about the story of when we went to the moon. In the early 60s, the visionary John F. Kennedy said, you know, I see a vision of us going to the moon and coming back within the decade. And when he made that sentence, when he inspired the nation, we didn't have all the answers. We didn't know what it would take to take a man to the moon and bring him back. But it was the journey that grew us intellectually, grew us emotionally, to be prepared to take the incredibly bold and brave journey to the moon and back. And so when you get a vision from your heart and your soul, a dream, an idea of what your life can be, it's already been vetted. Write it down. Capture it. Get it out in the physical arena. And the first time you write it down, it'll be simple. And then a little while later, you'll get some more inspiration about that. And that's the beginning of the journey. When you learn how to honor your ideas and dreams and then take action on them, you create flow. And when you create flow, that's the creative process itself. And the more you can live in that flow, the more intuitive you can get about the process of creation itself. So when you learn how to live there, based on trust that makes it just a reflex, when you learn how to live there as a habit, your dreams expand as you approach them. Bigger carrots come out of your soul's bag to entice you to an even bigger and brighter vision of your life. And that vision is always compatible with your happiness and your joy. A deep sense of fulfillment because you're honoring who you are. An immensely powerful point of presence of consciousness itself. That's you. You know, tonight we're going to talk about the Awakened CEO system. It's often that when we're brought up through our education system, we're never really taught how to be powerful. Our society wasn't really interested in very powerful people. But all that's changed. Our guest tonight, Paul Hoyt, has been in the business arena for many years. He's a business consultant and a personal mentor. He created the Awakening CEO system and brought it online just last month. He did that to help you build a stronger business and become a better you, to take that vision of your soul and wrap, to take that vision and wrap a business around it is an excellent way to create a vehicle for you to accomplish what you're here to do. I want you to join me in welcoming Paul to the show. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Les. It is a privilege and a blessing to be here with you tonight.
You know, you were on the show just a while back, and every time I bring you back on, I'm impressed with what you've done. I really like this Awakened CEO system. Can you tell us about it?
I can. It's really been the culmination of, I think, my life's work in a couple of different areas. So for 50 years, I've been active in business. I started working in a taco stand when I was 14 years old, which was nearly 50 years ago, and have done a tremendous amount in the area of working for other people, with companies large and small, and working for myself a couple of different times. I had a small business in 1980 through 85, and then started my current business as a business consultant in 2001. So, you know, literally all of my adult life, I've been working in business, learning a lot about business. In my particular profession as a computer geek and an information systems professional, I had the opportunity to see a lot of different areas of business as well and work in a lot of companies. I think I've worked for 20 different companies and 30 jobs at 20 different companies over the life of my career, so I learned a tremendous amount about business. At the same time that was going on, again starting about the age of 14, I really started doing my inner work. I started trying to learn everything I could about the nature of reality and the meaning of life, and about the lessons that the masters were teaching, and really with a tremendous amount of curiosity about what is this life experience and how do we reconcile and integrate all of these great messages of wisdom that are out there. So I've been on these two parallel tracks for 50 years, and they have come together now in the context of my new system that I've brought to market called the Awakened CEO System, helping CEOs and entrepreneurs not only build a stronger business, but also become a better person, become a happier, wiser, more loving, kind, and stronger person, more healthy person, as they work in their businesses.
Wow, very nice. You know, it's a lot of times the idea of spirituality and business don't necessarily cross paths, but I think that idea is kind of dissolving, and people are realizing that when you take that vision of your life or the passion of your heart and you do wrap a business around it, it can support and sustain you.
Absolutely true. There are still, I think, a bunch of business environments out there, maybe individual businesses, but certainly environments in the context of a corporate job where it's really just about the money. You know, they struggle to have conversations about diversity and about freedom. Some companies are far more relationship and human capital oriented than other companies. Some companies, it's just all about the money. And it's all about working your fanny off, and they don't really care too much about your health or your family or, you know, anything else in life, because they're just focused on giving a return to the shareholders, and oftentimes it's mid-managers and executives just doing everything they can to save their own job and to posture and position themselves for career advancement for themselves. You know, it can be a very cutthroat, competitive, high-stress environment. That certainly is not the case at every company. There are a lot of, I think, forward-thinking, new-age kinds of companies where the CEO of the companies, the leadership of the companies, have a sense of higher consciousness. They have a sense of moral responsibility. It starts with the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profits, where they recognize it's not just about the profits, but it's also about taking care of our environment and our community, and it's about taking care of our people, whether they work for us or their suppliers or contractors and part of our extended ecosystem. So there are certainly companies out there that have, I think, a higher vibration and a higher consciousness. What I find with CEOs and entrepreneurs of small companies, and small companies, I mean 10, 15, 100 employees, something like that, or solopreneurs or micro businesses with only one or two employees, is that they quickly realize the opportunity they have to grow personally and professionally while they are growing their business. It's a very humbling process, very exciting, very humbling to own your own business. And it doesn't take very long at all for you to wake up to the fact that, my goodness, I have a lot to learn, and my goodness, there's some of this stuff that really just scares the bejesus out of me, and I'm getting tagged and triggered, and so they have an opportunity to get coaches and therapists and counselors and really accelerate their journey of personal growth and spiritual growth as well.
Right. You know, it's I've worked in the broadcast industry, and the annual big show in Vegas is coming around, the National Association of Broadcasters show. And for such a long time, I kept thinking about the equipment that you could buy at the show, and because equipment can really polish the look of a TV station. But the more I think about the idea of a business, you know, it really doesn't matter what equipment you buy. It doesn't matter what assets you own. I would suggest there's nothing more powerful in the business dynamics than the people involved. They're the infinite potential, the wild card, you know, of what's possible for a business.
I agree 100%. You know, we all have this enormous potential within us. We all have the opportunity every day to connect with our greatness and with even our divinity that we have within us. And when we do that, it means that we're more creative. It means we have greater energy and vitality. It means that we form better relationships with people. We communicate better with other people. There's this sense of teamwork and collaboration and getting along and working together that is incredibly valuable to any sort of an enterprise. And people who do that, people who have a sense of higher consciousness, who are working on themselves and want to be happier, kinder people, and who care about other people and are compassionate about other people, I think make a lot better teammates. I know that it's been my experience to work on teams where one or more of the people on the team was just grumpy all the time and was sarcastic and bitter all the time, and it made it very uncomfortable to be in a work situation. You find yourself, you know, on the defensive. You find yourself worrying about whether or not somebody was going to have sabotage against you or say something or do something that would be unsupportive of you. And those type of stressful, competitive, dangerous environments are not nearly as productive as the ones where we're all getting along and encouraging others, each other to be at our best and helping each other as we can throughout the day.
Well, so when you came about creating the Awaken CEO system, what were some of the seed ideas or the fundamental inspiration that you had towards that, the core concepts that started the process of this creation?
I've been a business consultant for now 15 years or so, and because I was my own leading my own company, because I was a CEO and entrepreneur, it really gave me the opportunity and the freedom and the flexibility to do a lot of things that I couldn't do if I was working for somebody else. One of the things that it allowed me to do is go to conferences and workshops and seminars. There's a particular community called CEO Space that I've been a member of for the last 10 years. And I frequently go to their week-long conferences, which exposes me to a lot more people, a lot great ideas and great speakers, motivational, inspirational speakers like Mary Morrissey and Bob Proctor and Les Brown and Jack Canfield and people who are known throughout the land as being very powerful, inspirational speakers with a great spiritual message as well. So being my own CEO, having my own business, allowed me with the freedom and flexibility to pursue other areas of growth too, to pursue my own personal and spiritual growth. And so for the last 15 years, I've had 30 different spiritual teachers who have really accelerated my journey and in getting to know myself and being able to tap into my own greatness and my own divinity. And as that evolution happened, as I became a better and stronger business consultant, I also became, you know, a more highly conscious, a more awakened, a more enlightened person. And so naturally, gradually, I started seeing the integration and seeing the interrelationship in between my business journey and my personal spiritual journey. And I started writing not only business books, but I started writing inspirational books too. So I've written, you know, four or five business titles, and I've written three inspirational books now, and finally they just started coming together. And finally I really started seeing that, hey, it's just one thing. This whole aspect of life we call growth, this becoming stronger and wiser, this learning and evolving, this constant sense of curiosity, what I call the questing spirit, happens in every area of my life simultaneously. I want to learn more. I want to do more. I want to have more. I want to be more. And it is a very balanced state of being across all of the different aspects of my life. And so I created the Awaken CEO system that really encourages CEOs and entrepreneurs to focus on three different areas of growth simultaneously: business growth, professional growth, and personal growth, whatever that means to them. Because I think the three are very integrated and interrelated in my life, and they have been when I've been with the hundreds of business owners and CEOs that I've had the chance to work with for the last 15 years, too.
Wow. So when you consider your ideal client, at what point would they be in their budding process of awakening both their professional and business endeavors? At what point do you like to engage them?
As far as the business is concerned, my target market is people with no revenues, just starting it up, even whether they just have an idea or they just started business, up to probably $20 million in revenue or so. What I find is companies that have more than $20 million in revenue, it becomes a little more difficult to talk to them about personal growth and spiritual growth and professional growth. There's something about the focus of those businesses which starts to be a lot more focused just upon the dollar. And my experience set is more focused on the businesses with less than $20 million in revenue, say. So I work with people in all kinds of industries at a lot of different sizes of business. And by the way, the $20 million threshold means that that's about 97% of all of the businesses in the United States. You know, 80 to 85% of all of the businesses in the United States only have two or three employees. They're micro businesses with five or fewer employees. So it's as it turns out, it's a fairly rare thing for a company to have more than $20 million in revenue. So it's not exactly like I'm cutting out a very large portion of the market by having that focus. And I think more importantly than that to me is it's somebody who has a bit of humility about them, that they're not just about the money, that they've been around the block a few times, they've probably gotten knocked off their horse a few times, they've gotten back up and back into the saddle, but they realize the importance of relationships, and they realize that they still have a lot to learn, and they're kind of curious about, you know, how do I grow myself spiritually while I am growing this business? And my word to them is that, man, the two are really interrelated for me, because when we work in our business, we have the opportunity, with all of the challenges and obstacles and problems that come our way, we have the opportunity to gain great wisdom when we look at those obstacles and when we really dive into those obstacles. And from a mystical, metaphysical point of view, we ask ourselves, what is it about me and the nature of my vibration that is manifesting this, that is attracting it, that is creating it? What is the lesson that the universe is trying to teach me through this problem or this challenge that I'm having? And when you take that attitude, which is a wonderful attitude to take, that, you know, everything that happens to us in life is there to teach us a lesson, to there to allow our greater expression and our greater expansion of who we are, then it really can accelerate your growth and your vibration and your gaining the wisdom. On the flip side of that, it is really beneficial to take our spiritual values and principles and apply them to the challenges of business. The principles like forgiveness and humility and kindness and compassion, the ability to listen to others and to really care about others, and spiritual values and like discipline and focus and clarity. You know, there's dozens and dozens of what can be considered to be personal values and personal virtues that we can take and apply to the challenges of business. So business teaches us more about ourselves, gives us all kinds of learning opportunities and growth opportunities, and we can apply spiritual principles to the challenges of business while business is teaching us even greater spiritual principles.
Wow. Well, you know, I like what you said about the smaller scale, small business, like an entry level type of a client, because I think it seems like in this awakening consciousness of the planet, people are who perhaps saw themselves as working for another company for decades and no real personal experience of managing a company, and yet their heart and their soul's giving them this vision, this idea of their role in the next chapter of our human story, and it's got business written all over it. You wouldn't have a problem with helping people start out from the beginning?
No, in fact, those are the people that I really love to get to first, you know, before they go make those $5,000, $10, $10,000 mistakes along the way. In the Awakened CEO system, I'm doing everything I can to increase the success rate and accelerate the growth rate of small businesses in America. And I think professional growth, professional education is a cornerstone of that. So in the Awaken CEO program, we have what we call the Foundations program, which is a training course in the fundamentals of what it means to start and grow a business. We take a look at all of the different areas of business: leadership, marketing, sales, financial management, operations, product development, customer service, and give the fundamental grounding foundational education that people need, I think, before they jump out and start their business. I think it's, frankly, a tragedy and a darn shame that we don't teach that in high schools and colleges. You can get a business degree in college and still not understand the fundamentals of business, still not get any education in sales, and not get any education and personal experience in customer service. And some of the most critical aspects of business we're not teaching in our high schools and colleges, and we're encouraging people to jump out and start their own business without having that foundational education. So part of being an awakened CEO is being awakened to the challenge, being awakened to the fact that, hey, not everybody who tries to do it is successful. We don't really know what the success rates are. I think the success rates are in excess, are in only about 10%. Or that, another way of saying that is, I think the failure rate of small businesses in America is upwards of 90%, especially if you consider all of the people who jumped into a home-based business or a network marketing business because they were trying to have, you know, some additional income in their life. When you consider all of the part-time ventures that people get involved with, I think the success rate is very low and the failure rate is very high. And the number one reason it is because people don't get the right education and they don't get the right mentoring and they don't get somebody on their team from the very beginning who really cares about them and knows their stuff and can help them through those critical first 3, 6, 9 months of their business.
Wow, you know, I'm sitting here listening to the overall picture that you're painting, Paul, and you're taking human consciousness like a garden. I mean, your clients already are the seeds. They already have a vision, but what you just said is that you're the inspiration, the support that gives them the knowledge that they were never given in the traditional academia, and you fill in those blanks. So what a powerful, and I heard the passion in your voice, what a powerful journey that you're on to take the most powerful thing there is, human consciousness embodied, and light it up with that vision, that passion, that knowledge, that balance of what a healthy business looks like. What kind of success stories have you had working with people?
I've had some really pretty good success stories. Just recently, I've worked with a client who had an opportunity to purchase a new building next door to expand the commercial kitchen. And they came to me about 6 months ago and said, you know, the bank needs to have a little business plan and a little, you know, some financial models to go along with it. And we worked with them for a little while, and they were able to take the results of our collaboration to the bank and not only get a loan for the one building that they were going to buy, but the bank said, you know, we really like your stuff. I think you ought to buy this other building too. So they had a tremendous opportunity to expand their business through the commercial kitchen. Now, they had been in business for a long time, and they had this sense of really needing mentorship and guidance to take that next step in their business. So that was a really, really considerable success. I oftentimes work with CEOs to help them address, you know, some of the big obstacles and challenges. I had a young lady I was working with a couple of months ago who somebody had sent her a down payment on some services that she had, but then the relationship didn't work out very well and the person wanted their money back. And she was wrestling with the dilemma of, you know, I need this money, I have this money, I could just keep this money, or do I treat my client in the same way that I would like to be treated in a similar circumstance and give them back all of the money that they sent me or a very large portion of the money that they sent me in a sense of real fairness and in applying the golden rule to this particular situation, which is, of course, to treat the other person in the way that you would like to be treated. And through conversations and counseling with her, you know, I've just encouraged her to think about the golden rule. I encouraged her to think about treating other people fairly and the importance of having a fair exchange of value and being in balance and having a generous, compassionate spirit. And, you know, she made a good choice. She made a good choice to give a huge refund to the client, even though she didn't have to do it, you know, technically didn't have to do it, legally probably didn't have to do it. But to keep her herself in balance and to keep her feeling good about herself and
right.
to get herself at a higher vibration, she made a really good choice. So I work with clients, you know, on a purely business basis to help develop business plans and financial models and strategic plans and handle very tactical things which would seemingly have nothing to do with personal and spiritual growth. And then I also work with my clients who are facing some dilemmas with, you know, how to treat other people, how to act in a particular way, how to tell somebody no, how to tell somebody yes, how to focus their time and energy in the ways that they want to, how to overcome blocks that they have, resistance they have about selling and speaking in public and doing some of the other things that cause business owners to gulp and perhaps you know, be procrastinate and hesitate and not really do the right thing. So that, to me, as a business consultant and a mentor, those two things go very hand in hand. The tactical, physical aspects of running a business, the knowledge that it takes, and also the wisdom that it takes to make really good decisions and craft and keep great relationships with other people.
Wow. So when you talk about the journey that you've had with the idea of a business, both for yourself and the business as an aspect of our human nature, and how that's paralleled with your own spiritual growth, how do you see your spiritual growth influencing how you conduct business as far as like higher consciousness, visioning, and ideas and things like that?
I think it happens in a couple of different ways. Number one way is the ability I have to have great relationships with other people. You know, when I show up in as my best self, my best self, like everyone, like you and everyone who's listening to this, you know, when we are at our highest, we are loving, kind, happy, compassionate, peaceful, powerful people. That's just who we are. The spirit that's within me is the same as the spirits that is within you. It is the same as the spirit that is within everybody else. And when we work through all of our fear, you know, it is this loving, kind, peaceful, happy person that comes out the other side. And when you are that person, when I am that person, I form great relationships with other people. People know that I care about them. They sense that they can trust me. They sense that I'm going to treat them fairly. And I begin to attract people who have a higher vibration as well. So from a purely physical point of view, from a human relationship point of view, when you're at your best, when you're in your power, when you're in your love and your kindness and your joy, you attract better relationships, you form better relationships. And as a consequence, I don't have many challenges at all with clients, with suppliers, with people who work with me in any way, because they sense that I'm a person of honor and respect and somebody that they can trust, and I'm a, you know, a happy, friendly person to be around. From a metaphysical point of view, you know, if you're focused on the whole science of mind, law of attraction, law of manifestation, then as I work through my own karmic lessons, I have the ability to manifest and attract great fortune into my life. Things come to me. Phone calls happen. Emails come in. You know, and it's just quite a blessing to see this, you know, the rich ways in which the universe is rewarding my own spiritual journey. the higher that my vibration gets, the more good fortune and abundance that seems to miraculously and mystically be manifest in my life.
Very nice. When you created the Awaken CEO system, how does a person participate in that? Is that based on phone dialogue or online classes, or what's the mechanics of how someone would engage that program?
It's a combination of those things. As a business consultant, we provide professional services, which means that we really focus on three different levels. We have a teach you how to do it model, a do it with you model, and in some businesses, some aspects of our engagements, we do it for you. So in the teach you how to do it for yourself, we have training and education programs that teach people the foundations of business, the fundamentals of business. I've got over 70 hours of YouTube videos available for free for anybody on my YouTube channel, where people can go and learn a tremendous amount about business. And as they watch those free videos and as they subscribe to our paid-for courses, then they have learned a tremendous amount and they can go do things for themselves and by themselves. There are other things we do with people, with a do-it-with-you model. That's really important when it comes to financial models, strategic plans, and writing business plans, and addressing the daily challenges of the business. That's in a real do-it-with-you, hold your hand, be right there with you on your team while you're doing the things that you need to do, making the decisions that you need to make, writing the copy that you need to do, etc. And then occasionally we do the do-it-for-you model, where we'll take on a specific engagement and go off and do things on our own, such as copy design, marketing material design, and other sorts of things, and actually do it for people as a deliverable on an engagement. So we do all three of those. We train people to do it for themselves through online training courses and through both free and for a fee training courses. We work with people hand in hand to get some of the aspects of the job done, and sometimes they'll just say, go do this, and we'll go do it for them.
You know, I really like the balance of the spiritual, the professional, and the business side of things. You know, if our listeners have gone through college and they're out on their own now and they're looking to start a business, what aspects of what you provide would be different from what they learned in college?
Most college curriculums and high school curriculums, when it comes to anything to do with business, are designed to prepare people to work for somebody else. If we look back at the history of the way businesses were done before the Industrial Revolution in 1850 or 1860, around then, the way that people went into business was almost entirely an apprentice master mentorship model. So if you wanted to be a blacksmith, for example, the only way to learn to be a blacksmith was to work for another blacksmith, typically for 7 years, in almost an indentured servitude, relationship where you put in your heart and soul in it. And after you had done 7 years of work with somebody who was an experienced craftsman, then and only then would society allow you to go set up your own shingle and, you could start your own business. That was just the way businesses were started back in those days. It was through the apprentice-master model. But when the Industrial Revolution came about and we started using machinery a tremendous amount in business, we started having things like assembly lines, then all of a sudden we need to recruit people who could come in and work in corporations. So our education system, which really came about in the late 1800s, early 1900s, was really designed from the beginning to teach people to be good citizens and to work for somebody else. Along the way, we have simply dropped the apprentice-master model, and we've stopped giving people the basic grounding education and the fundamentals of starting and owning their own business. Here's the classic example is somebody can get a degree in college business and never take a course in sales. And sales, when you take a look at all the things that are in business, the two things that you absolutely have to do every single day are sell and deliver. You have to sell, you have to deliver. You have to sell your consulting or coaching services, and you have to deliver quality consulting or coaching services. You have to sell a product, and you've got to deliver that product. Those are the two most fundamental, most important areas of business, and I don't think we teach either one of those in college. We don't teach people how to sell. We don't teach people how to do a quality delivery of a product. We teach them the other supporting functions. We teach them marketing and product development and engineering, and we teach them how to do the books, and we teach them operations management. We don't teach them the fundamentals of creating viable business models and the fundamentals of selling and delivery. And it's because the entire system was geared to support larger companies instead of the micro business and the very small business. So I'm simply wanting to change that. I really believe in my heart and soul that we can dramatically increase the success rate of small businesses and reduce the struggle rate of small businesses by giving people the proper education and training and by giving them the proper mentorship so that they can have somebody who's been around the block a few times to bounce ideas off of and ask questions of and do the due diligence on contracts and agreements and the ways in which they want to go. I think we can dramatically increase that. I mentioned a few seconds ago one of my favorite lines, which is I'm out there to reduce the struggle rate of businesses. I said earlier that as many as 90% of the businesses fail that I've seen out there. I've also seen of the ones that survive, I see a lot of people who struggle in business because they never got the education that they needed, and they're trying as best they possibly can to learn what they need to learn so they can do what they need to do to stay alive in their business, but yet they're struggling in the business. And I think, you know, it's the universe's grand plan to teach them a lesson of humility and teach them the lesson of seeking guidance and counsel from other people that allows them to survive and allows them to stay out of trouble.
Well, you know, you talk about what wasn't taught in the traditional academics of business. I think the idea of spirituality and specifically karma can be such a decisive element when it comes to being successful, because you were talking earlier about when you were working with companies and there's those inherent few people that had a chip on their shoulders, were sarcastic and whatnot. Sometimes when you start out on your own to create a business, it's the chip on your shoulder that you can't see that that puts friction in all your relationships. And what I really like about your model is you've got that the whole picture folded into it. The individual, the human being that is the one going to start the business, and what are those human traits, what are those human attributes, and how do they affect the ability to show up or not show up in those crucial ways of a startup.
Yeah, I love what you just said about that chip on your shoulder that you can't see. We do see that in a corporate environment when you're highly competitive and when you're critical of other people. You know, they will find a way to get back at you. They will find a way to sabotage you in some way. It might just be, you know, a little statement here or there, you know, to the boss at the right time, or it may be an act of omission or commission that somehow makes you less successful or makes your job more challenging. But when you pose yourself as a threat to other people, either consciously or subconsciously, and they perceive you as being a threat, they will do things in maybe a passive-aggressive way or maybe in a sabotaging way to make sure that karma comes back to you in some way. Likewise, in a small business, if you have your own business, if you don't show up as somebody that is, you know, a good person and somebody that people want to work with and is a fair and just person, you know, and is an open and compassionate person, then you may find yourself in a lot more competitive and argumentative kind of relationships with the people who work for you and with your customers and clients. And when you see yourself in that position, you're going to see them trying to get back to you, back at you, because they perceive you as a threat, and they perceive you as somebody who they need to stand up against and fight against, just because of the vibration you're carrying into the relationships. So I don't like to do that. You know, I don't shy away from conflict, but I completely avoid any sort of extreme shadow energy around that. If we have a disagreement, then there are lots of ways to fairly talk through that disagreement and share our different perspectives on the situation and come to some sort of resolution and resolve any sort of conflict without it becoming one that has a lot of negative energy with it.
So you don't resort to a good spiritual flogging once in a while just to bring the person around? I'm kidding.
You know, there are people who can do that. I'm sure there's people who can do that. I'm not one of those people.
I
every once in a while I encourage somebody to, set their troubles aside and get the job done. You know, remind them of the commitment that they've made to themselves and perhaps to me and other people to actually, do the work, to suck it up a little bit. But that's fairly rare. I don't have to do that. I think I think I'm just in a really fortunate place, is that most of the time when I work with people, they show up, for myself, for themselves, and for the team in very, very powerful ways. I rarely have to do I don't have to encourage people to work hard and to do a quality job at all, because that's the vibration of the business that I've created.
Well, sure, your sincerity and compassion of your heart is very evident in your language, in the structure of what you're doing. It's quite evident that you've taken quite a journey to dig down deep into the truth of who you are, and you've found that truth to a point, to a level that you've been able to embody it. And I don't see you as a kind of person that gets shooken up for very long at all, because when you know the truth, anything else is details. And you seem quite grounded and centered in your own truth, and I think that comes across very well.
You know, I really am. And one really important point I want to make here is that it wasn't always so. You know, I talked about the people in corporate America who were, sarcastic and bitter and cynical and threatening to other people. A long time ago, that was me. You know, when I was 18, 19 years old, I was one of those people who was always argumentative and always critical and always cynical of other people. I was, as it turns out, I learned many years later that I was just trying to protect myself. You know, I realized that the way that I was trying to help myself survive in any sort of environment was by being that kind of sarcastic, bitter, snippy, uncomfortable person to be around. That if I was that way, then maybe people would leave me alone and they wouldn't, they wouldn't try to attack me, because I was posing myself as somebody who was brandishing the sword at all times. And then one day, when I was 19 years old, I just had a good day. You know, on that day, I was a happy person. I was a relaxed person. I was a kind and gentle person. I was a fun person to be around. And I just fell in love with that person. You know, that was the person that I wanted to be. And so for the next 45 years or so, I've been working every day to be that person as often and as deeply and as powerfully as I possibly can. And that's my message to other people when it comes to spiritual growth. I call it the practice of awakening. We practice every single day and then multiple times a day on remembering what it's like to be at our best, to remember that there is this divinity within this. I call it the angel within, that we can remember, that we can embrace, that we can become and live that life more and more every day. And with the practice of awakening, the more often that we awaken, the easier it gets to awaken, the easier it gets to rebound, the easier we can connect with our own divinity and with this beautiful, loving, happy, wise, powerful, peaceful person that we all are on the inside, and we can begin to live our life that way. And that's been my spiritual journey, and it has really, really helped my business journey over the last 10 or 15 years, and it certainly, the business journey has provided me a lot of opportunities to learn even more lessons about who I am and the way my subconscious mind was formed in my childhood, and work through all of that stuff that we all have the opportunity to work through to become that kind, wise, loving, peaceful, happy person, powerful person that we can all become.
Yeah, that the power of every individual is something I'm fascinated with. It's like we're all this tireless, endless well of potential. And when people can wake up to honoring that and showing up for that, good things happen.
Amen. They do. They do, magically and mystically sometimes it seems. You show up with a smile and you get the right phone call in, or just good fortune comes our way. And if we, if for whatever reason we show up with arrogance and we start to take our, eye off the road, we can get derailed pretty darn quickly. So business can be a wonderful spiritual journey. That's been a big part of my spiritual path, has been this journey of entrepreneurship. This journey of learning what I needed to learn to do what I needed to do, the journey of gaining humility, of gaining insight, of having the opportunity to negotiate relationships and contracts with other people, of handling the challenges, both mine and the challenges of my clients and customers and colleagues. It is just an incredible learning opportunity from the physical business side and from the emotional spiritual side.
And it's a journey without end. It's just it's tirelessly seeks yet another expression, another story, another chapter. Wow. I go back to Paul. You're working with awakening the potential of human beings. I mean, what a powerful path to walk. I mean, I'm very impressed with how focused and grounded and centered and sincere you are. What a gift for you to be there for this path that you're walking, and how much you enjoy the journey is a reflection of how aligned to it it is. It's always a pleasure to see how you evolve as we talk from time to time. So I'm very impressed with what you're doing. Well, an hour can go by pretty fast, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to let our listeners know how they can learn about the Awaken CEO system and get in touch with you.
I think there's a couple of ways. First of all, go to my YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/user/PaulHoyt. You'll find more than 70 hours of recorded education and training videos up there on a wide variety of subjects. Every Monday at noon Pacific time, almost every Monday, I skip a week every once in a while, but almost every Monday at noon Pacific time, I do an hour-long webinar. I call my office hours webinar. And most often, it's a presentation that I have created on a subject of importance to small business owners, to CEOs and entrepreneurs. And I put all of those 71 hours worth on my YouTube channel that anybody can go and listen to any one of them, absolutely free. One of the most recent ones I did, was a launch webinar around the Awaken CEO system. So if people want to learn more about the system and the mechanics of the system and how it works, they can certainly watch that. It's about a 45 or 50 minute webinar. in addition to that, just come to my webpage at paulhoyt.com and sign up for my stuff. You'll get some more free training and education courses, little mini courses that are there for free, and it'll get you into my system. So you'll get weekly invitations to the office hours presentations that I do, and you'll be able to begin to experience a relationship with me. You'll begin to get to know me more and see what I know about business and see the type of person I am and see whether or not for yourself that it's right for you to engage with our services to help you tactically in your business or as a mentor and a coach. So that would be great. Just go to my YouTube channel, get to know me a little bit more, come to my homepage at paulhoyt.com, sign up for my free stuff, and we'll have conversations about the services that we have to help you grow in your business, to help you grow professionally, and to help you grow personally as well.
Well, very nice. As always, it's been great having you on the show, and I just wanted to thank you for joining us once again.
Well, and I say thank you too, Les. You know, I mentioned earlier that I've had 30 spiritual teachers over the last 7 or 8 years or 9 years. You've certainly been one of them. And the insights you have about, you know, how everything is energy is just tremendous. You really helped me put some of my pieces of the puzzle in place, you know, in the same way that I am eager to help other people put pieces of their life puzzle in place too. So thank you. It's an honor and a blessing.
My pleasure. Well, thanks for being on the show. You know, when you show up for yourself, you create new opportunities. The infinite potential in you can come out in little amounts or large amounts. And the universe doesn't really care which one of those two it is. It's up for you to decide. And it shows just like tonight with Paul Hoyt in the Awaken CEO system that brings new opportunities into your consciousness. You know, New Human Living Radio has been on the air for over a year now, and we've really got a nice archive of some very powerful interviews with very powerful people. And we do that to awaken the power in you. So, you know, follow the radio show and catch the episodes in the future because we're lining up some very nice people. And, you know, every time you drive to work or even if you're taking a flight somewhere, it's pretty easy to listen to some of the archives. We've had all kinds of spiritual and business and healers on the show, and they've brought some really wonderful, powerful interviews. So you can go to newhumanliving.com and just click on the radio show and go through the directory there and find shows just like this one tonight and listen to them on your commute. Because the person who's going to grow is going to be you. And when you grow, you change the rest of your life. You change the direction of the rest of your life. You know, life's such a wonderful thing when you can show up for it. When you show up for it by learning how to create flow, the flow of creation. There's an inherent mechanical aspect of how creation has always happened on this planet. And when you spend enough time learning how to create flow in your life, you can get intuitive about it. When you get intuitive about it, the pacing of it accelerates. That's when life gets exciting. That's when the vision that your heart and your soul have for your life become tangibly real when you can see that path, that possibility of how that could happen. So you've already done that by taking the step tonight, listening to a show about how Paul can help you bring a business idea into creation itself. You know, it's always my pleasure to hold consciousness for you to discover the truth of who you are. I'm Les Jensen. It's been delightful to spend this time with you. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.